Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I made it in the house. We praise God. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. We praise God for another day. Sorry about those that dropped off and called back, but we thank God for Mother Alexander checking in just now. Oh, faithful. As well as Mother McCormick, the first online, and I see Brother Black was online. Mother McCormick been there. Mother Alexander been there a couple times. And we see Mother Willette. Bless the Lord for old faithful. That's what you all are. Standing in the gap and holding on and standing fast. Father, we bless you today for another day. I thank you for bringing us home safely. Glory to God. Thank you for the business that was taken care of. Thank you for the favor. Thank you for your anointing, and thank you, Lord God, that we can divinely connect regardless. So, God, I thank you that you bless our spirits to know when the Spirit of the Lord is in operation that we are standing to gap, hallelujah, with one another. Amen. To God be the glory. Father, we bless you for all things and all that you've done and doing in the name of Jesus. We pray now for whatever it is that's causing Mother Alexander's phone to keep dropping off. She keep calling back, and we see it keep dropping. Notice Mother Willette. Mother Alexander is in. Praise God. Whatever's causing her phone to drop. But we praise God for all that you already done, what you're doing, what you shall do, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, the Lord. Can you hear me, Mother?
Yes, I hear.
Well, Father, we bless you. Thank you. Mother Willette made it back on again. Praise God. Her phone keep dropping. But we're going to believe, God, that she's not going to have a continuous problem tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you again. God, thank you for the word last night as well. Thank you for Brother Black, praise God, and Mother McCormick. Thank you for those ministers of the gospel, how they poured out of their spirit, glory to God, into ours as you bless them, glory to God, with the word and under the anointing. God, we thank you, glory to God, for what you're doing with Pastor Sims and Evangelist Brenda as they speak the next week. But we bless God for everything that you do every week. Thank you for the faithful. Thank you, Lord God, for the praise report last night. Thank you for the prayers, the praise reports that are coming, and also for those that we're standing in the gap for their healing and deliverance. We are thanking you, Lord God, for so many things to be grateful for. No matter what it looks like at this hour and this time with the pandemic, God, you don't change at all, because you said you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And praise God, knowing that the blessings of the Lord added rich and making no sorrow. Thank you that we move and live and have our beings in you, glory to God, and we walk by faith and not by sight. I thank you that we can look to the hills for coming to our help and realize our help coming from the Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for all your great and mighty acts. Help us never, glory to God, to get to a point where we just get nonchalant about the great things that you're doing, because even for us to breathe and have life every day is a miracle. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to have activity of our limbs, the ones that can move and the miracles that can come through. God, we are thank you for the favor of the Lord. We thank you, glory to God, that you bless us to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Thank you for the power of prayer that you've given us, power to bind and loose and cancel the assignment of the enemy. We thank you for the deliverance, glory to God, even through the power of forgiveness. So ask you, Lord, to forgive us for every offense and transgression against your word. Help us, glory to God, to release these things that, glory out there, that still yet may be pondering over in our minds that we know we need to get rid of, glory to God, because of what the enemy is doing and still doing. No matter how much he is in activity and things, he's no greater than our Lord. We have power to put him to flight. Help us, glory to God, to not allow ourselves to get caught up in anxiety and fears. But when it does knock at the door, you told us to cast those cares back to you and remember that you care for us, to take authority to bind and loose and put him to flight. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us the more how to walk in the agape and how to walk, glory, out of forgiveness, how to forgive even ourselves sometimes. God, we pray like never before in the midst of this pandemic that it will be, glory to God, eradicated. We're going to see some miraculous things this year in the name of Jesus, spiritual first of all, and in the natural. God, we are thanking you for delivering those, glory, that have been in captivity out of the hand of the enemy, whether it's through sickness, whether it's through, glory to God, diseases, whether it's through, glory to God, anxiety attacks, or whether it's through, glory to God, this pandemic is your corona remote shot. Hallelujah. We thank you, glory to God, for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Ah, glory to God, you know all things that are going on. You're omnipotent. I'm not present. So, God, as we put our trust and our faith in you, hallelujah, we're going to see the miraculous. God, we're going to see cancer drying up. We're going to see this pandemic being eradicated and dismantled. God, we're going to see, glory to God, hallelujah, kidneys, glory to God, being healed. And, God, even if it be a replacement, it's going to function, glory to God, with no complications. Oh, God, we are binding up the forces of evil that's coming up, glory to God, with these heart attacks and stroke and problems, glory to God, with the heart valve or with, glory to God, something going on with the muscle around it or something, glory to God, the hardening of the heart or something going on, glory to God, with the blood flow. Whatever it is that the enemy is doing with these attacks, we bind it up. Even when it's coming from anxiety or stress or whether it's coming from a generational curse, we plead the blood of Jesus that they will be saved, delivered out of the hand of the enemy for their lives in the name of Jesus. We bind up the ones that are setting up the enemy, that's setting up a trap and an attack, glory to God, for even trying to bring it on any of us in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying, glory to God, for divine healing for those that have been attacked. We stand on your word. We thank you for the testimonies. We are thanking you, Lord God, even for, glory to God, even sugar diabetes and those that are going through with arthritis and bursitis and all kinds of aneurysms and other pain and stuff, because we are not going to surrender to pain and panic, glory, because you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So we're going to stand on your word in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you're a restorer, and you know how to restore, glory to God, that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. We thank you for the abundant life. You said in Deuteronomy 28, you made us the head and not the tail, above and not the knee. You said you make us the lender and not the borrower. God, you already told us, glory to God, what it takes, to glory to God, to walk in faith and not, glory to God, in spirit, I mean, not in fear or not in the flesh, in the name of Jesus. God, you told us that no weapon, every weapon, I mean, you didn't say it wasn't going to be no weapons. You said the weapons that are formed are not going to prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord God. We know that things are going to come against us because you said that the enemy will come in like a flood and you will raise up the standard. You already told us that he came to steal, kill, and destroy. You told us to be alert and be vigilant in the name of Jesus. Ah, because the enemy comes like a roaring lion. But you already told us that we can have the victory, how we can be victorious and overcomers and triumphant. And glory to God, that we are more than a conqueror. And God, if God be for us, who can be against us? In the name of Jesus, because in you we live and move and have our beings. In the name of Jesus, we're going to be to that place. We're not going to take up company with the ungodly. Glory to God, counsel. We're going to hear your voice and know your voice, because you say your sheep know your voice. God, we will not listen to a stranger, even our own flesh when it tries to. God, you done told us to bring it under subjection. You done told us, glory to God, that in this world, glory to God, there will be tribulation. Ah, there'll be trials. But you said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. God, I thank you for the promises of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow. Thank you for the plan that you have for, that you said in Jeremiah 29:11, that you say is for good and not for evil, to give us that second and to bless us, to prosper us, and give us a future. Help us, glory to God, to keep our eyes fixed on you. And forget those things that are behind and press to the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ. Every imagination that exalts itself and run away, glory to God, and try to have our minds too here and there. God, help us and bring it into subjection. Bring it, glory to any high thing bound in the captivity of your word in the name of Jesus. Because God, you have let us know, glory to God, you have a blessed plan for us. And you said when we delight in you, you'll give us the desires of our heart. Hallelujah. Help us like never before to know that the promises of the Lord, glory to God, and know what your word is saying. Know there's going to be some chastisement too, because this flesh got this lack of the king glory in your sight, and it's not going to enter into the kingdom. So we got to come in alignment and compliant and pick up our cross and follow you. So God, help us to know like now, we cannot be a part-time lover. We cannot, glory to God, devil and dabble over in the devil's territory, which is going to be part of our flesh, and glory to God, and then want to run back over here and want Jesus to be the Christ of the crisis. We need to make him Lord and make sure, glory to God, we are assured of who our Savior is, and that the redeemed of the Lord will say so. And we got to be knowing that we are the redeemed, and we got to know, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we got to lay aside every sin and every weight. Some weights can be things and people and situations and circumstances. Some, glory to God, hallelujah, can be just somebody in your life always taking and don't want to give. Glory to God, and all glory to God. We got the glory to God being a place of nevertheless. We got to know what we got to cut off, when to to hold them, fold them, and willing to let it go. God, help us like never before. We got to get rid of these weights because it's holding us down in some situations we're still holding on to. We got to press and pursue our attitude to get to the gratitude, to get to the place of the altitude. Oh, glory, I'm giving you honor, giving you praise, magnifying your name, lifting you up, glory to God, not lip service, God, because you said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. What are we saying? Hallelujah. What are we doing? Glory to God. Who's getting the glory in the name of Jesus? God, help us, glory to God, not to be perpetrators and trying to get a motor out of somebody else's eye while we got 2x4s in our house. It's time now, glory to God. Oh, when the rubber meets the road, glory to God, oh, we're going to know who the real believers are, who the real disciples are, where the real anointing is. So God, help us to be found on, glory to God, the narrow way, not on Hollywood Boulevard, and miss out on our inheritance, miss out on the blessings that you have for us. God, help us to be one of the ones that's going to be building up the kingdom of God. Stand on our post. As we find it, stay on it. And if you miss it, get back on it. Oh, God, keep a repentant heart. It's time like never before. No matter what we're going through, are we going to believe God's report? Are we going to stand fast? Are we going to be moved by everything that's going on around us? Are we going to let the television, are we going to let, glory to God, the situations of those, glory to God, in office in our country, or glory to God, in our nations, or things, glory to God, that are going in the church house, or our friends and our feelings and our emotions, glory to God, take over and cloud our minds and blind our eyes, and then we still want God to bless. No, we got to lay it aside. We got to let go and let God. God, I thank you for, glory to God, believers that are standing, and they're saying, I am not, glory to God, hallelujah, going to wear graveyard clothes. I'm going to take them off, and I'm going to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to receive that beautiful ashes. I'm going to walk in forgiveness. I'm going to stand fast. I'm going to be a helper, glory to God. I'm going to be a burden bearer. I'm going to be a workman in the kingdom of God. I'm not going to bring shame to the gospel. I'm not going to, glory to God, let the cares of this life, glory to God, manipulate my life. I'm not going to be a manipulator myself in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm praying like never before that the house of God, hallelujah, the women and men of God would come in compliance with, glory to God, doing your will, letting go, glory to God, seeing who the real corporate is, who the real demonic force, glory to God, and operating through, who know those that labor among it. But God, help us, glory to God, but be not a partaker of another man's sin. Help us, glory to God, and not to be a stumbling block as well. It's time like never before. We got to fight the good fight of faith, glory to God, and being a light, being salt. Oh, God, it's so much to pray for, but we are believing you for the healing of the land. We're believing you for the repentance. We're believing you for deliverance. We're believing you for salvation. Oh, God, for those that we're standing the gap for, and keep our name written in the Lamb Book of Life. Help us not to deviate off the path and take a chance, because the time we take a chance might be that time, glory, that decision we make may end up being fatal. Ah, there's a way that seems right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. God, help us, glory to God, be that light. Help us to be the vessels that you're calling for in these last days. Help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Let you do the exalting in the name of Jesus, not exalted our flesh and waiting for man to exalt us. Ah, God, we are praying like never before to be righteous, to be, glory to God, faithful, to be obedient, to keep the communication lines open with you, with one another, to allow you to restore the blindness off our eyes and our ears unstopped, glory to God, and be a vessel that when we speak and decree and declare things, it'll be according to your word, not in manipulations, not feelings or emotions, but God, whatever you say. God, help us to be able to stand strong and have courage and faithfulness to you. Thank you, Lord God, for transforming us, by the renewing of our minds through the Spirit of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord God, for us to take advantage of every opportunity to spread your gospel. Ah, God, and help us to walk over to God in a place of forgiveness. And God, help us to let love, glory to God, be in action. And glory to God, not only just in word, but in deed. Ah, God, we thank you, Lord God, for these vessels. And thank you for the anointing. And thank you, Lord God, for that you've given us, glory to God, in these giftings, that you may be glorified. We pray for the body of Christ like never before. We pray for our president and our vice president. We pray for this nation to return back into God. We pray for other leaders and other ones around the country, glory to God, the spiritual ones and the ones that are leading the people, glory to God, as being in whatever office they stand in. God, we come against greed and high-mindedness and rebellion and stubbornness and lying and cheating. And not, we notice this in the world, but glory to God, watch Lord, should not be named among us with busybodyness, well, and so in this cause. We are praying, Lord, that we get in line, the sleeping giant, to wake up and recognize the place that we're in so we can be able to be united as one and not just sporadically here and there around the country, around the nations, around the globe, but glory to God, united. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And renouncing anything of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We are praying right now for encouragement. Hallelujah. For us to inspire and encourage and build each other up and esteem others more highly than ourselves, but never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Thank you for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for the vessels that you're using. Thank you, Lord, for the ones that you have used and still more to come in your word. And so growth, God, we won't be swelling in the body of Christ, but we'll growth in the body, in the ministries, in the congregations or whatever. It'll be growth. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you today for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, for your word, for the anointing, for even this time that we can come to pray and stand in the gap, hallelujah, for many others in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for these things you called out. Pray for our youth. Pray for our own children and our grandchildren and glory to God and for those that know you in the partner that says, and we pray for some of the youth that God, you're using greatly. God, don't let them change their minds. Don't let things come in and cause them in the house of God, outside, or either in school or wherever they may be. God, pray that they have a persistence and a pursuing. Help us to build them up and encourage them. Those that don't know you in the pardon of your sins, those that have been caught up or either backslidden, those over to God that the enemy has been blinding them and getting them caught up in all kinds of darkness, we destroy these yokes and pray them for awakening in their house and in their homes and in their spirit and in around them. God bless that they can wake up and recognize, taking out a heart of stone, putting a heart of flesh, but protect them and shield them for the next generation, carrying your word and the anointing, praying over to God for their lives, that they'll make a difference even in this society, holding up the bloodstained banner. So much to pray for. Pray for our military people all around the globe. Pray for the prisoners that are bound up. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, in a physical prison and a spiritual prison, that they'll be awakened and they will come and turn their lives over to you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you tonight, and we give all these praises and glory and honor to you, and we give these situations to you too as well, and ask you, Lord God, to move miraculous while we have the faith to hold on to the promise of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. And God, I pray for forgiveness for myself for even just being tardy, but being blessed by, being led by your spirit and the favor with it. But I thank you again for the faithful ones that have said, come on, I'm going to stand, and I know, glory to God, we know how this ministry runs, and no matter what, it's got to be something going on for not to be in place or position, but we're going to stand until we connect. So God, bless them for their faithfulness in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you for it. Now we bind you up, Satan, all your little cohorts and every little set up and trap that will try to come up against this ministry, come against our lives as we covering people. Glory to God in prayer and under the blood. We ask you to cover us, God, and angels be in camp. And we are thanking you, Lord God. Bless Pastor Burton. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing her body. Thank you, Lord God, as she said she went through a little bit yesterday under the weather. But thank you that she's stronger today. Thank you for blessing Pastor Bird. And pray, glory to all the prayer warriors on the line and all those ones we've been praying for. Glory to God for things that came up against them. And we pray, glory to God, that report come back with Sister Now and the evangelist that came on last night out of Georgia, Edwards, and the other sisters that gave the testimony. So we are thanking you, Lord God, again for them and those ones that we've been leaving God for that came on for those prayer requests last night. God, we believe in miracles to take place, and we're going to hear some more great reports. In the name of Jesus, release this line and glory to God over into the other prayer wards. We pray you bless and minister and move. Oh, God, my spirit man is filled. But in the meantime, we got to step back so we can allow to bless those, glory to God, that God has used, has going to use tonight in prayer. Praise God. We're going to have our lineup for Mother McCormick going to start us off, and then Brother Black. Then we have Mother Alexander, then Mother Willette. And then after Mother Willette, glory to God, we've see Pastor Sims, and glory to God, we'll take it from that point on. We'll find out what else God is going to bless us. Pastor Sims will be the last one until I can find out who else may come on board. But in the meantime, the line is open for Mother Evangelist McCormick. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you get ready to release upon us right now in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for the doors you're getting ready to open and some answers some been waiting on even this week. Hallelujah. And we also thank you, Lord God, that you're getting ready to bless with some debt cancellation. But most of all, I'm praying, glory to God, even more so you're getting ready to move in a miraculous way. Hallelujah, for such a hunger that giftings getting ready to start being stirred among us, glory to God, and those that are around us and been praying. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for a move of God in a miraculous way as you stir up these gifts and help us to not be fearful, but we release ourselves over in your hands that you may use us for your glory. Hallelujah, have thine own way, Lord. Glory to God. All those that are hungry and thirst for righteousness, you said you'll fill us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, so we thank you for bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Thank you for the daily bread. And you said we shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And God, you're looking for us to learn to praise you even the more. Be glorified, you be glorified. God, we make these requests, but sometimes we don't give you the praise and the glory and the honor and worship you as we should. So help us, you know what I mean? Shut up. Hallelujah, to come up here now. Oh, glory to God. And not do it out of ritual, but do it, glory to God. Hallelujah, for love and appreciation and admiration and adorn you. Hallelujah. As you call us out for such a time as this, and you're calling your flock into obedience to your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You're calling us up here to give us an ear like never before to hear what thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus. You say, you that have an ear, let us, glory to God, hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. You're calling us up higher. God, help us to open our spirits up to receive that you have for us at this hour in the name of Jesus. And the hour don't mean just this hour that it is right now, but this time in life in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Can you hear me, Sister Ella? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let it flow. Let it flow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you.
Yeah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Oh, God, to open the line for us just to give God a praise just for about 2 minutes. Let us give him his glory, give him his praise. The lines are open for you. Just
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give thanksgiving. Don't do it out of ritual. Don't do it because you ask. Let it come up out of your spirit, man, to glorify him. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have the praise. Glory to God, even the speciality of time. We will only praise him and believe what he says. Bless those that are going through right now. Thank you right now.
thank God for your blood, your shedding of your blood. I thank God for peace. I thank God for knowledge. I thank God for understanding. I thank God for wisdom and discerning and faith and compassion. I thank God for your for the protection that you protect me. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. I pray right now, God, for your people everywhere, God, because there's so many that are going through, God. So many things are happening in the world, but yet, Lord, you is a God that sees. And you are God that knows everything that's going on in this world today. And so, God, I thank you, Father God. I pray, Lord God, for the saints of God everywhere, God. And I ask you, Lord God, to look on them, Heavenly Father. Look down that man, that woman, that girl, boy, somewhere, God, that's somewhere standing in a corner somewhere just crying and don't know how and what way to turn and don't know who to turn to. God, just touch the mind of them, God, because this is a mind thing out here in the world today. It's a mind that people's mind need to be touched. Their mind to be changed in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask you, Lord God, to breathe on people, Lord God, and to let them know, God, that you is a God that's able to deliver them from whatever problem that they might be going through on tonight in the name of Jesus. Because we know that your word always tells us in Hebrews 4:16, which is one of the scriptures that I love, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And there's time of need now, time of need. And also let us know, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus for people, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the doctors. And I pray for the nurses, Lord God. I pray for them as they continue, Lord, to do their job and to do the things that they have to do, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father God, for the people that work at the grocery store yet. God, I continue, Lord, ask you to look down on them in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray, Lord God, for those for the president or President Biden and Vice President Harris. I pray for them, Lord. I pray that you will keep a hedge around them and protect them as they go through the things that they are going through. I pray, Lord God, that you will look down on all the police officers, God, as they do the work that they have to do, Father. Even, Lord God, and those, Lord God, that's going through COVID-19, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for those that's in the hospital or is still lying in the bed of affliction, Lord God. God, I ask you, Lord God, to touch them, Lord God. Breathe on them, Lord God. God, just be with them, God. Raise them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray, Lord God, for that one that have that tube in their throat right now, God, that you, Lord God, would go in it, God, and they would be able to, that the thing would be able to be pulled out of it, and so they can be able to breathe normal, Lord God, that they can come out of that situation and be able to have a testimony to let somebody know that God can and he will do it for them in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, Lord God, as you go into the nursing home, God, and touch those people there that's sick in the nursing home. So many, God, is sick in the nursing home tonight, God, but you know all about it, Lord God, because you said, God, with your stripes that we are already healed. In the name of Jesus. So we bind up every spirit, Lord. Anything that's not like you, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now, because he has no authority over the people that's going through this situation in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now to look down on those that's going through blood pressure problems. Touch them right now, Lord God. We know, God, that you got it all under control right now, because it's already worked out and it's already done. And we thank you, Lord God, for the delivered people right now for blood pressure. We thank you for delivering them with kidney problems right now, God. We thank you for delivering those that have tumors right now, for those that have arthritis right now, God, for those that have diabetes, God, for those that have gout, for those that have a heart problem. Deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. For those that's aching in their body right now, God, for those that have a flu right now, God, for those that's going through liver problems, deliver them right now. For those that's going through lupus right now, Father, deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the heart, for the one that's having a breathing problem. Touch the lungs right now, Lord. Elevate it, Lord God. Fix it the way it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus. Those that's going through an eye problem, Lord God. God, we ask you to look on them, God. Those that might be going through thyroid problems, touch right now, Lord. Those that might be going through cancer, We know, God, you able, Lord God. We know that you can root it up from the very root, God, in the name of Jesus. And we believe, God, that you're able to do it, God, because you said you did it 2,000 years ago. And by your stripes, it's already done in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for it in the name of Jesus, because you said your word in 1 John 5:14-15, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hear us. And we know, God, that if you hear us, it said if we know that he hear us, whatever we ask, we know that we have that petition that we have asked of him. So, God, as we continue, just ask, because that's what you want us to do. You say the word of God you have not because we ask not. And so, God, we ask you to help us when we're going through. Help us to learn how to just put it out there. Help us to learn how to ask you to help us when we go through things. Help us not to just linger on and just hold on to situations. And when things come to us, help us to learn how to just ask it, ask you to deliver us from it right there in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you. I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. I pray right now for those that's going through problems with ear problems. They have an ear infection. Somebody might be pregnant and going through some problem with their pregnancy right now, God. I ask you to touch them, Lord God. I ask you to touch the baby and let the baby be all right and let them be all right when they have the baby in the name of Jesus. That person might be going through a digestive system, Lord. God, I ask you to go into the digestive system, Lord, and fix it. Whatever it is, go into them and fix it. And God, I pray, Lord God, for that headache that might be going on with this person right now, Lord. Somebody might have a headache. It seems like it was just lingering. It seems like it don't want to move from a touch that headache right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody might be going through a problem with a spinal cord problem. God, I ask you to move into that back right now, and God, straighten it up just the way it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus. Somebody might be going through a blood clot. Move that blood clot problem right now, God. Oh, God, move it in the name of Jesus. Even, Lord God, a nervous problem. Oh, God, set them free from nervous, God. Set them free from the way they feel when they get ready to do things. They feel shaken, or they feel like they can't hardly catch their breath when they get ready to do things. God, we know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. We know, God, that you can do anything. And so, God, we just thank you right now. We pray right now, God, for that person that be going through a back problem, a hip problem, a leg problem, all these different problems, all this sickness, all this stiffness that people might be going through, a joint problem with the muscles, a circulation problem. Oh, God, we know you see it all in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, because your word is still in heaven already in the name of Jesus. We realize the Bible said heaven and earth may pass away, but your word will go and stand. So, God, we thank you for it, God. We give glory and honor to you for all that you are and what you're doing. We pray that you continue, Lord God, to bless each and every one that's on the prayer line on tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to have your way with each and every one as they pray the prayer of faith on tonight. Use them in a minor way, and we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, God. Just thank you. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for that you have given us. Thank you for your joy, God, unspeakable joy. Thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for your long-suffering, God. Hallelujah. Because there was times I couldn't even suffer long, God. But in Jesus' name and in Christ Jesus, amen, you've given me long-suffering, God. Lord, I can rejoice in that fact, God. Thank you for your gentleness, God. Lord, how we can be gentle when we speak, Lord, to our neighbor, to all those, Lord, around the world, God. Thank you for your meekness, God. Lord, how we could just be humble and Lord, just esteem others higher than ourselves, God, and take interest of another person's situations and not our own, not just our own. Thank you for your goodness, God. Hallelujah, God, because we receive your goodness, God, and not any good of our own. but your goodness. We only do what we see you do in your word by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. Hallelujah. On your right side is faithful and true in the book of Revelations, God. And you live in the inside of us, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And thank you for self-control, God. Hallelujah, God. You give us a sound mind. You gave us self-control, stability, God. Hallelujah. How you've given us power to lean to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee, God. How we can say no, God, and mean it, God. We just thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Stomach just bubbling up, God, just to say thank you. And hallelujah, if it not had been you on our side, where would we be, God? I wouldn't be here, God. How you brought us from the wild olive tree into the olive tree. How you brought us from out of darkness into the marvelous light, God. How you've done a newness in our lives, God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God, we honor you, God. Hallelujah. You brought us up out of the muck and the mire, up out of a horrible pit, set our feet upon a rock, and put a new song in our mouth, a song worth praising you and glorifying you and magnifying you, getting lost in you, God. Hallelujah. Dancing and praising you in your presence, God. Thank you. You said you inhabit the praises of your people, God. And we just thank you, God, for another opportunity, Lord, just to bless your name, just to say thank you, God, for all you've done, for all you're doing, for all you're about to do, God, mighty exploits, God. Lord, the gifts, Lord, are in operation. They're beginning to manifest and come forth, God. Lord, this is the season. This is the time, God, and we thank you for it, God. You're going to show yourself strong and mighty through your people, God. Everybody's going to know that you are God. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess the things in heaven, the things on earth, and the things beneath the earth unto the glory of God. God, we thank you, Lord, for the nations all over the world, God, our matriarchs and our patriarchs, Lord, one by one, name by name. You see them all. You know what they're doing. You know their heart, God. Lord, I ask that you touch them, God, that you defend on their behalf, God. Lord, yes, Lord, defend them, God, on their behalf, God. Oh, bless them, Lord. Bless our youth and our babies, God, whether they're in school, preschool, whether they're home, wherever they may be, wherever they may go, God, protect them. Keep angels, Lord, encamped round about them. Don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come near their dwelling place, God. Keep them covered under your blood, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up Israel, your chosen people. We thank you, Lord, that your protecting angels are watching over them, God. That your warring angels, Lord, got their war clothes on, God. Standing mighty in battle. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, God. We just thank you, Lord, that you will succeed on their behalf, God. They will not go down. but they will stand. Israel will stand. And we thank you, Lord, that we're the remnant of Israel, that we're spiritual Israel, God. In your body, none can pluck you, us, out of your hand, Father God. That's what Jesus said. That's what we believe. That's what the word says. That's what we believe. We don't believe anything except your word. If your word doesn't say it, we don't believe it. Your word says it, that settles it. Or we believe it, and that settles it. God, we just thank you for the fivefold ministry, the apostles, Lord, all over the face of the earth, God, the prophets, God, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Stir the gifts, hallelujah, of God up that is within them, God. Even as they lay hands on their own selves, God, we just thank you for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. God, we thank you for restructuring our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can set our faces aflint, looking to the hills from whence cometh our help. God, we thank you that we got something to praise God about. We just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, God. When we think about your goodness and all that you've done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, even for the other members and the other disciples that are on this ministry that are just listening on, God. Lord, how they're getting blessed, God. How prayers are being answered. How you're opening doors that no man can shut. How finances are coming through and the devil can't stop it. How you're closing doors and no man can open, God. And we just glorify your name, God. We lift you up. We thank you for the finances. We thank you for the healing and the wholeness in the health. We thank you for debt cancellation. We thank you for the shalom, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guarding our hearts and minds. We thank you that nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, God. But we're not after that. We're after your anointing. We're after your presence, God. We want to dwell in your secret place and remain that there and never leave your presence. Never leave your presence. God, we want more. We want more of you, God, to activate in our lives, God. Lord, as we humble ourselves, God, and sit at your feet and worship you, God, and worship you, Lord, send us, God. We'll go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen, Father God. Lord, we come today, Lord, just to give you praise and to give you honor and to thank you, Heavenly Father, for you've been mighty good to us, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being so merciful to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for our sins, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being the Lord of our life, Lord, because you said in your word, Heavenly Father, if we pray. So, Father God, that let us know that prayer is the key, Lord God. No matter what come against us, stand faithfully and pray because your promises never fail, Lord God. Once you said it, stand faithful on it because the Lord never fails. And number one, he's not a man that you lie. If he said it, believe it. Stand faithful on it. There is no other way, Lord. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the beginning, Heavenly Father, and you are the end. And, Lord, we love you and we praise your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us another chance, Lord God. That's why you said in your word, Heavenly Father, your mercy, Lord, is everlasting. Help us, Lord, to operate in the love of God that you shed in our heart. Help us to activate that love, Lord God, and not the love of the world, but the love of God that you shed abroad in our hearts. Father God, we love you. We praise you, Lord. Help us to know how to love one another, Lord God. Help us to be strong in your word, Lord God, that we know when you're speaking to us. Help us, Father God. The brother prayed last night. He says, know God for yourself. Hallelujah. And that's supposed to be every one of us supposed to know God for ourselves. There's no excuse. There's no excuse at all. We're supposed to know the voice of the Lord, and we're supposed to know him for ourselves, that when we cry out to him, we know that he's answering us. No matter how dark the situation is, no matter what it looks like, God will hear your cry, and he will answer, because his promises cannot fail. He said he will. We must believe him. So, Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for a healthy body and a sound mind, Lord God. Because your promise said, Father God, you take away sickness from the midst of us. Your promise said, Lord God, that you will heal, Lord God. And according to your word in Isaiah, Lord, you said, you heal us, Lord God. Because it's by your stripe we are healed. You take it all for us, Father God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim it, Lord God, by faith, that healing belongs to us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help us to stand strong and proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord. Because, Lord, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for victory, because you make it possible, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, you gave us authority and power and dominion. Because your word said, Lord God, you didn't give us fear, Lord. You give us the power of love, not fear. Help us, Lord, to walk and stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you gave us all, Lord God. As we stand praying, interceding for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God, those we know and those we don't know, we're still standing and praying for them, Lord, standing in the gap, Father God. Because, Lord, your promises tell us to love. You didn't tell us to hate. You tell us to love one another. There's so many destruction going in the world today, but Lord, our job is to love and to pray, because your word says, if we pray, Lord God, I know, Lord God, that your promises is real and that you will heal the land, Lord God, because you said, if we pray, if your people humble themselves, pray, seek you, you will heal the land. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for healing the lands, Lord God. Thank you for taking away sickness and disease from the midst of us, Lord God. Thank you for the authority and the dominion you gave us to bind these false spirits that come against the body, Lord God. Thank you for healing in the mind, Lord God. Thank you for healing in the sight, Lord God. Thank you for healing in the stomach, Lord God. Thank you for healing in the heart, Lord God. Father, you said whatever we ask, believe and we will receive it. Father, I believe in every word you said, Lord, because you are the God that heal, Lord God. You are the God that deliver, Lord God. There is none too hard for you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray today, Lord God, for healing in our sisters and brothers that are going through situation, Lord God. Because one thing we know, Heavenly Father, that you know every part and every situation that goes on. You created this body, Lord God. You know everything that goes with our body. Heart failure, kidney failure, lungs failure, eyes failure. You already know that, Father God. All you ask us is to believe in you, Lord God, and to come boldly to the throne of grace and speak your word, bind up the works of the enemy that come against us. Because we know that you're a God that deliver. And you said whatever we bind, Lord. You didn't tell us just one thing to bind. You said whatever we bind. Bind up this foul spirit that come against the body. We shall not sit down and accommodate these sickness and disease that come against us. Because you gave us the authority and the dominion, Heavenly Father. You said, whatever we bind, Lord. So, Lord, we're binding up this foul spirit that attacked the body, Lord God. We're binding it in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it come from. Because, Father, you gave us the authority. You said, whatever we bind and hurt, Lord, is bind in heaven. So we come against this foul spirit that come against the kidneys, Lord God. Father God, you see Alberta, friend, Lord God, a sister in Christ. You see our son, Lord God. That come against that foul spirit, come against our kidney, come against his kidney. Both of these children, Lord. Lord, we binding up this foul spirit that attacked this sister right now in the name of Jesus. Because one thing I know, Father God, you can create new kidneys. You make the body, Father God. There's nothing in the body that you don't know. And Lord God, help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and to claim the victory that you gave us, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, your word said, Lord God, for us to cast all our cares on you, Lord God. Help Monique Williams, Lord God, that she will stand strong, that she'll know that your word said, Lord God, if we pray, Father God, touch her heart, help her to pray, Lord God, out that spirit off of our kidneys, Lord, that you give her new kidneys, Lord God. For you are the God that heals, and nothing is too hard for you to go, Heavenly Father, nothing is too hard. And Lord, we know that you're a God that delivers. We know that you hear every cry, Lord God. And your promise, he said, if we pray, Lord, if we cry out to you, Father God, you hear us, Lord. Oh, Father God, touch this sister, Lord. Help her to be strong and to call out on you, Lord, for deliverance. Because you're a God that heal. There is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we praise your holy name and thanking you, Lord God. God, I bring the fatherless sons before you this day, Lord, and ask you to continue to bless them, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord. Continue to let them walk strong in you, Lord God, for you are a God that delivers. And Father God, your promises never fail, because according to your word, Father God, you say you execute judgment for the fatherless and the widows. Help us to remember that, Lord God, that your word cannot fail us. Your promises stand faithful. We pray for our grandchildren today, Lord God. We bind up that words of the enemy that come against the mind, Lord Jesus. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. It has no authority over the mind. And Father God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to renew the mind, Lord God. Because we know you said in the word, Lord God, ask and believe when you ask, you receive. So many granddaughters and grandsons, Lord God, that the enemy come against the mind, Lord. But, Lord, we're standing in the gap and we're binding him up in the name of Jesus, that he shall not have authority over our children, not over our grandchildren. He has no authority. And it's in the name of Jesus we claim victory, Lord. We claim victory in their life. We claim they are walking in authority and dominion. We claim the victory for them, Lord God, that they are more than conquerors, that they're standing in the gap for one another. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God, because the enemy shall not have dominion over our children. No dominion in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for making a way out of no way for our children, Lord. Because, Lord, we see sometime, Lord God, how hard it is. But we know, Lord, that nothing is impossible for you to do. We know you are the God that heal and you are the God that deliver. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless the prayer line, head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our more and more every day, Lord. Lord, you know our heart desire, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we ask you, Lord God, grant it in the mighty name of Jesus, because we bind the words of the enemy that try to come against her in the name of Jesus. And we claim victory in our life, Lord God. And Lord, for each and every one of our sister and brother in the line, Lord God, we stand interceding for Heavenly Father. And we ask you, Lord God, to continue to strengthen the prayer line warriors, Lord. Continue to let them stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the adversary shall not have dominion in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, your word said, Father God, whatever we bind unhurt, and we bind in the words of the enemy that come against the prayer line right now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise you this evening. We honor you. We worship you. We exalt you, Lord God. We appreciate who you are, hallelujah, that you love us, that you are for us. And we appreciate you, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice that you have made for us. Thank you for the mighty heartfelt prayers that have already gone forward. And we cancel any opposition, any hindrance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we are in agreement, as Matthew, praise God, hallelujah, says, hallelujah, that where two or three touch in anything here on earth, you're in the midst, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I know you hear the prayers, and I touch and agree, and I pray that they have been answered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So thank you for the prayers that have already gone forward. I appreciate you, Lord God, because you love us so much. You are the best Heavenly Father that I know. There is none like you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I praise you just because you are. Hallelujah, as the songwriter say, hallelujah. If you don't do anything else, you've already done enough because you sent Jesus, hallelujah, and he has gotten us the victory. He has dealt with the sin issue, hallelujah. He's carried our sorrows and, hallelujah, our griefs, which is our sicknesses and diseases. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, he put them upon himself so that we would not have to suffer. We plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over our lives, and we plead the blood of Jesus against the attack of the enemy. At the God, I thank you, hallelujah. The scripture teach ever since the days of John the Baptist, the heavens suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. And God, as born-again, baptized believers, of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you that your, hallelujah, ambassadors, your warriors, the saints of God, hallelujah, take by force, hallelujah, that which belonged to them, hallelujah, began to receive, hallelujah, that which pertains to life and godliness, hallelujah, all that you have given us, Heavenly Father. We receive it and we walk in it, hallelujah. We are here, Rabbi Sheke, hallelujah, your people, the sheep of your pastor. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to God that we're not just children of God, but we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, and you have given us authority, glory be to God, authority to say something about the situations. I've heard so much about prayers for sickness and diseases and so many other issues, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that there still ain't even a drop in the bucket to you. Hallelujah, for your hands is not shortened where they cannot save. There ain't too much we can ask, Father God. But when we do ask, we ask, hallelujah, believing, hallelujah, that we receive, hallelujah. And your word is your will for our lives. So we pray in agreement with your word, hallelujah. Glory be to God. First, that Jesus said in John 10:10b, I came that you might have life and that you have it to the full. Glory be to God. And I receive the life to the full that Jesus came to give us in Jesus' name. And he was speaking to Martha. He said, hallelujah, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And the next verse, verse 26 says, he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. God, I'm in agreement with your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If we're heirs of God, hallelujah, you're outside of time and space. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you, hallelujah, are eternal, glory be to God, you created us to be eternal. But because of the fall of man, we had a limited time here on earth. But after we leave earth, glory be to God, and we go back to you, Heavenly Father, we shall be, hallelujah, living forever. Glory be to God. And I thank you, dear God, hallelujah, that you're such a good father, that you, Lord God, hallelujah, you put me in remembrance of the earthly parents, Lord God. If it's in a, if a child is sick, Lord God, and the parent can do something about it, don't you know they will? Glory be to God. If they can do something without having to take them to a doctor, they're going to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, the woman at the, praise God, the woman with the issue, praise God, she said within herself, glory be to God, if I may but touch the hem, Lord God, hallelujah, the tassels on the garment of Jesus, I shall be made. She didn't discuss it with the doctors anymore. She done done all she had to do. She could, with the doctors, and they were no help. So she made up her mind based on what she heard about the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How that he went about, hallelujah, healing all that was sick or diseased and putting out devils. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we make up in our mind, hallelujah, if there's situations that we come that come against us, glory be to God, we've already got victory. Hallelujah. That's what Corinthians said. Praise God. Paul said it in Corinthians. Hallelujah. That we already have a victory because of who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you so much, hallelujah, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. I remember speaking last year, hallelujah, when the year came in, that I'm going to be in agreement with your word. And, Father, in Jesus' name, I'm yet in agreement with your word. I'm in agreement with my brother and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. My sister Alexander said, I bind up this adversary that's coming against these attacks that's coming against the body of Christ. We bind it at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we know we can bind? We bind it because your word says, whatsoever you bind here on earth, dear God, you bind it. Thank you, Lord God, that you bind it in heaven. So we bind up these attacks, Lord God, against the body, against our friends, our neighbors, Lord God. People, Lord God, is under attack. Yes, there may be war, but we're in a fixed fight. We're already more than conquerors. Didn't you say in Mark 9 chapter, praise God, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. And then you said to have faith in God, hallelujah, and say something. Speak to the situation. Speak to the mountain. And whatsoever you say, believing that you receive, that you have it. So God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on us, Father God. Have mercy on us, Lord God. And as the one brother in the Bible said, Lord God, I believe, but help the unbelief. We bind up unbelief this evening because we know we can't get anywhere if we have unbelief, Father God. So we ask you to forgive us, Lord God, if we've had some unbelief in some crack of our life in the name of Jesus. When we come to you, we must believe that you are. That you are the I am that I am, the great, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, lover of our souls, our heavenly Father which art in heaven, hallelujah, and there ain't nothing too hard for you, and you're able to do it. So we praise you this evening. We thank you, and I thank you, Lord God, and I pray according to your divine will. Your word is your divine will for our lives. I pray, oh God, for all those, Lord God, that have been lifted up. We come against this evening in the name of Jesus, those murdering and suicidal demons. At the name, we bind them up in the name of Jesus Christ. And you said you'd bind them in heaven, Heavenly Father. We come against this untimely death in the name of Jesus, untimely, these accidents. We plead the blood of Jesus against them because we know it's just a simple attack against the enemy, keeping people on their cell phones or distracted where they cannot pay attention when they're out there driving. We bind up these things at the name of the Lord Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the ability to use sound judgment. Why? How can we use sound judgment? Because that mind that is in Christ be also in us. Hallelujah. We've studied your word. We see what it says, and we be in agreement with it. So we pray, oh God, against these mind disorders, trouble in the mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you regulate the mind in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those, Lord God, that are bereaved, those that are grieving, Lord God, because of the loss of a loved one. And Father, I lift up, Lord God, the COVID vaccine in the name of Jesus, and I thank you that the COVID vaccine is a help, not a deterrent in the name of Jesus. And I come against those people who have trouble believing that the COVID vaccine can help them. God, hallelujah, it's no better to have some help than go out there and contract this disease and not knowing what the outcome will be. But we thank you that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, hallelujah, for renewed eyesight. We pray against these blood clots. I heard that. No clogged arteries, in the name of Jesus. We pray for no heart attacks, no strokes, no more, hallelujah, cancer growth. We trust, hallelujah, soon. Cancer growth will be a thing of the past. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for no organ failure. And we pray against these stomach issues, digestive and intestinal issues. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your divine deliverance. I heard someone say, God, even if there's a headache, we speak to the headache and say, get back to the very pit from which you came at the name of Jesus, because we praise God for the word of God in Isaiah 53, verse 5, 1 Peter 2:24, and Psalms, praise God, 107 and verse 20. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, that your virtuous healing power will be released in the earth. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray, hallelujah, that your virtuous healing power will be released in these people, Lord God, who are suffering right now from COVID symptoms in the name of Jesus. We pray for a divine deliverance. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, thank you for John 16, 23 and 24. So we lift up people everywhere. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we're put in remembrance of those, Lord God, who may have to have exams, maybe x-rays or medical exams or some type of surgery. And we pray for good report from each and every one of them. I remember Marsha mentioned, pray for me. I've got an x-ray, and she want a good report. And we're believing you, dear God, for her to get a good report in the name of Jesus. Remembering Sister Loria, Brenda Loria, in the name of Jesus, praying, Lord God, that you continue to heal her stomach situation. And, Lord God, don't let anything go wrong with that feeding tube in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you give her appetite and that, Lord God, she'll be able to receive food the normal way again in the name of Jesus. We lift up, Lord God, hallelujah, a standard against the attacks against the enemy. You lift up, you said in your word, hallelujah, when the enemy comes in as a flood, you will lift a standard against them. So by the authority that you've given us as children of God, I lift a standard against the demon, Lord God, attacks against people everywhere in the name of Jesus, and I bind them in Christ Jesus' name. I speak, Lord God, a covering over people everywhere. And God, every attack that the enemy tried to come against someone else with, let him fall in his own pit, Lord God. Let the works of unrighteous or the ungodly come to naught in the name of Jesus. Even their vices come to nothing in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come against, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, everything that's not like you. And we thank you for liberty and freedom, hallelujah, from sin, coronavirus, from sickness, from disease, from strongholds, from addictions, whatever it is that's trying to interfere with your divine plan for our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, manifest yourself to these, Lord God, who have not yet surrendered their lives to the Lord. We pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll, Lord God, have such an encounter with you that they'll be like Paul. Their life will never be the same after meeting and knowing that you love them so much. You love people. We lift up the LGBT community, Lord God. We realize, Lord God, they don't know. Lord God, they're walking in darkness, so we bind up that demon, Lord God, of darkness that's making them believe that they one thing and you made them something different. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you said you came to seek and to save them that are lost, so we pray for them. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up our military. We pray for our soldiers, Lord God, the ones that are in the military now. We pray for our veterans. We pray for the, Lord God, those that were prisoners of war that may be suffering with PTSD, and we bind up the, Lord God, that PTSD We pray, dear God, that you will give them a clean bill of health and loose them, Lord God, from those nightmares in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for a new thing today. God, that you do it. And we thank you, Lord God, because we believe that you are just who you say you are, and you're able to do much more than what we ask or what we think. We pray for people everywhere. We pray, Lord God, that our thinking will begin to line up with what your word says. And so when we pray believing with expectation, and my faith says it's already done. Father, I thank you so much. I pray for our families. Pray for our friends. I pray for our children. Pray for the school staff. I pray for our president and the administration of the president. Pray for them that, Lord God, develop task force to come against a lot of these things that may be coming down the line in the name of Jesus. Let them get ahead of things and begin to do things better in the name of Jesus. God, help us all. Help us to be a part of your solution in this earth and not a part of the problem. We pray for people everywhere, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you're working out situations, hallelujah, not just for my good, but for all of our goods. I lift up these brothers, the brother and sisters on the line, Lord God. I pray much favor in their lives. I pray that their needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken, and I thank you for every miracle that you're performing in their life. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our Father, which art in heaven, and you have the very best for us. May we walk, hallelujah, according to your divine will for us, and may we do that which, Lord God, you have assigned to each of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray special favor on those, Lord God, tonight that may not be feeling good. I pray that the sword of the Spirit, your word, will go forth, anoint them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, and I pray for divine recovery in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I love you. Jesus, I praise you. I love you, Lord Jesus, and I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede, hallelujah, for other things that we have not yet prayed for. I love you. I bless you, and I praise you. Father, give us strength to continue on and see what you're doing in the earth today and give your name the praise for the great and mighty things that you're doing. We love you. We bless you, and we give your name the praise. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And I say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we just want to lift you up. Y'all help me to lift him up as we have been doing all the evening. Lord, we lift your name on high. You're so gracious. You're so kind. You're so loving, Lord God. Father, and your word is true. We just praise your name. We honor you, Father. You said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. Father, mankind needs to be drawn unto you, Lord God, and we're going to lift you up tonight. Thank you, Father, for your matchless grace. Lord, we thank you that you're all-knowing, you're everywhere, Father, and you're all-powerful, Lord. We thank you tonight for all of your mercy and all of your grace that you've shown unto mankind, Father. And you love us so much until you sent your son to die on Calvary for us. And, Father, you said you offer to us life and death. And then you're so gracious until you tell us which one to choose. Say, choose life. Choose life everlasting because I've already paved the way for you. I've done what all I can do. You can't do anything to make you love me more or anything to make me love you less. And, Father, we just honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. You're such an awesome God, Lord. The Bible says we have been given an indescribable gift. You can't even describe the gift that was given to us. We can say one thing or we can say another, but you can't describe it. It's too deep for us. We don't have words to express just how mighty and how glorious your love is to us, Lord. Father, we ask you to please help us in our disobedience, things that we do that we may not know about and some we may know that we're in disobedience. Lord, give us a change. Help us, Lord, to see things your way, to see it just like you would have us to do because your word is true and you know just what the end is going to be, Lord. Help us not to work against ourselves, Father, but help us to lean on you and to realize that you are Almighty God. And what you tell us, the things that you give us in your word to live by is true. Father, help us to love our Bibles, Lord. Ah, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Help us to just lean this, learn your word, because your word is life to us, Lord. It's our life and our help and our strength, Father. Father, we love you. We honor you. We bless your name. We thank you so much, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift that you have given unto us. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing my brother out of surgery today, Father, and he's doing well. Lord, I thank you for that. We ask your Father, in your name, look, and we just please, Lord, don't let the enemy take our minds and just tell us what to do. Because you said that we could give our cast, we could cast our burdens on you and leave them there. And you said that we should bring all our thoughts under the captivity of your word. You tell us what to think, because you know thinking is not what you desire for us, Lord. You desire that we think, just like you said, we think on good things, pleasant things. We don't let the enemy turn us around and take our thoughts and put them in another direction. Just as well as you can think bad things, we can think good things. And Father, we love you and we honor you. We bless your name, Father. We ask that you bless every prayer that's being prayed tonight on this prayer line, every warrior, Lord, everybody that's listening, Father, that they will have learned something, they will glean something to encourage them, Lord, to strengthen them, Lord, even to save them. Father, we ask that you bless mankind everywhere, Lord, as far as humanity tried to soar, Lord, that you keep lifting and let them see, Lord, that your word is true. And if you come unto me, I'll give you life. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you and I honor you and I bless your name, Father. We pray, Lord God, for the elderly over the land and country, whether they're in their home or in somebody else's home or in the nursing home, Father, that you let their last days be their best days, Father. But above all, Lord, let them know you in the free pardon of their sins. Father, we praise you, we honor you, we bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Since for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And on top of all of that, if you would have been the only person on earth, he would have died just for you. And, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We pray for men and women who are unconcerned, that they don't know you and don't want to know you. But, Lord, we love you. We thank you and we honor you. We give you praises, Lord, and we give you glory. Father, we thank you. We pray for mankind, clergymen, all the fivefold ministry, everywhere, Father. Give them the strength to hold on and to hold out, Father. And don't let the cares of the world drag them in other directions, Father. Help them to cast. Oh, Father, we love you and we thank you. We praise you. We give you honor in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Father, we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give glory and praise to all the prayers and the prayer warriors that were poured out of their spirit for the prayers tonight and the ones that were prayed in the prayers for those praise reports and also for those that continued prayer. Father, we do pray tonight, too, also for those that are traveling during this time of this pandemic, because many are getting relaxed even more because of the vaccine that's out there and that have been taken. And so others are nonchalanting, not caring, even like to hear in the news in Miami that was just the enemy has just put thoughts in people's mind that is so nonchalant, no caring about even this thing of the spread and this word of party, and the enemy will put you in a good mood to go to hell. He'll turn back around and put the desire of just pleasing the flesh and partying and having a good time and doing whatever, no regards to your own life and others around. God, we're praying for those strongholds to come down and for the awakening, the eyes to come open, ears to come open to the truth, and a change of heart and change of mind, a heart transplant, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and even for the governor, for those people that are there for the police and even all the arrests they didn't had done and whatever, and even saying that, you know, even you're not coming here to the city just to have a good time, that they're going to be made many arrests. But, God, I pray against even harms of life and different other things going on, because people just determine that I'm just going to party and have a good time, don't even care. God, we're just praying with the time we're living in. We know we're living in the last day. That's why we got to pray, keep the faith, and operate in his will like never before. God, so we pray for those strongholds to come down. We pray for that state. We pray for that city and many others, and during this time of travel when they're even warning because of the not to let the guard down because of this time when numbers are dropping, but still yet in the meantime, the pandemic is out there. There's still the COVID-19 is still there in the meantime, but people are still, I got to go, I got to go, I got to get relaxed, I got to get out of here. Trick of the enemy, but God, we're praying for a change of heart, change of mind, salvation, deliverance, and even we know some believers are still in that same boat, glory to God, too, as well, and even just praying, follow the leader, and just whatever appease them, God, wisdom, deliverance, and healing, and glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for these murdering spirits that are out there, the shooters, glory to God, that was in Georgia, the attack, glory to God, against the Orientals, glory to God, and not only just in that state, but just what happened through this uncalled for murder and just this situation that the enemy is just using, glory to God, to bring more prejudice and more rioting, more, glory to God, problems or whatever. We're praying, God, healing and deliverance in the land. People need Jesus, no matter. All lives matter, no matter who they are. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to bless and deliver the shooter that they were showing even in Boulder, Colorado, at a grocery store. Just people are just taking their liberties. And here at the mall here in Charlotte and other places, God, we asking you, Lord, like never before, God, to help us as believers to get our mind on one accordness with you, to hear what the voice of the Lord is saying, how we're to pray and humble ourselves and be obedient and stand in the gap and pray and seek your face. And even when you give us opportunities to minister, to say something that can may be able to change some heart, some mind, someone, glory to God, from off the path of unrighteousness, out of the darkness, out of the escape from the hand, the clutches of the enemy, so they can live and know what real life is in Jesus Christ. We're praying, glory to God, for this COVID-19 all across the country. You know we've been praying tonight, glory to God, and other nights, but also that they are saying in Europe how this, glory to God, is getting ready to be a lockdown again because of the virus and whatever. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to help people to open up their eyes and ears. They don't even want to use common sense. But God, we ask you, Lord, to bless and deliver and help us as believers. Don't be a partaker of another man's sin. Don't get caught up in even doing sin. Don't get caught up in, glory to God, the cares of this life. But we really will wait on the Lord and let him give us courage, but also wisdom and how to go in and how to come out. So we're just going to continue to pray and seek your face. But God, we're praying for those that are hearing that they will heed and they will stand fast, and they will not get discouraged, and not to be tempted, and not to have themselves caught up in the moment, and even the lip service to be wise in the things that we see. You said life and death is power. You start off with death, and life is in the power of the tongue, and glory to God, and you told us to speak life, and you said, so is a man speaking in his heart, so is he. God, you told us not to take counsel with the ungodly. God, you done told us how we are to walk in the name of Jesus, and if we are burdened, glory to God, all of you that are laboring heavy laden, come to you and you'll give us rest. Rest in the midst of this pandemic. Rest in the midst of whatever trial or tribulation that's going on. You'll give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. But we got to let the word transform us. So God, we ask you, Lord, to help us to be on one accord in that. We don't look at it as me, my, I, and us for whatever's going on in my church or my organization or in my home or whatever. God, you told us to go ye therefore. Teach our nation, baptizing them. Oh, you done told us, glory to God, we are to go out in the hedges and the highways. So, God, help us to be led by the Spirit and do what you require of us and continue to hold on to faith, hold on to our peace, Hold on to our joy. Use these weapons that you have given us that are not carnal but mighty. Help us, glory to God, get an arrested place in you with assurance of what your word says, because if the word is settled when you said it, we got to believe what you're saying and not be moved by the pain and panic of what is being manipulated to us by this system about the things that are being said, what we see with our eye gates, what we hear. Oh, we need to hear the voice of God to keep our eyes fixed on looking to the hills for coming to our help. God, that I thank you for the joy. I thank you for the peace. I thank you for the blessings. I thank you for the promises. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for forgiving us and thanking you for renewed mercies every morning. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for wisdom and giving us discernment. Oh, whatever we need, glory to God, we can find in you. So I praise you, and I pray, God, you continue to bless us with your healing power, spiritually, naturally, and physical. In the name of Jesus, God, just wait to drop off and for the scales to drop off. And glory to God, for our hearing, glory to God, be more keener in tune in you. All for our mouth, when we speak, let's speak the articles of God. And glory to God, and minister, let those words minister to the hearer, that you may be glorified. God, we bless you today, and we thank you. Help us right where we are, and even where we are short at, God, as we cast these cares upon you and do what 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to have that mindset at all times in the name of Jesus. We just love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for the spiritual, natural, and the physical blessing, and even for, glory to God, the debt cancellation and the greater things yet to do. But help us never get so caught up in the things of always remember the giver, and we put you first, seeking you first in righteousness. You said everything else will be added. God, we bless you today and honor you, and thank you for blessing us going in and out, covering us under the blood on a daily basis, in the airways, the waterways, on the highways, wherever it may be, in our homes, with all these demonic forces or at activity or at work, glory to God. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for them angels. Thank you that you neither sleep nor slumber in the name of Jesus. So God, help us to learn to rest, go to sleep, rise up, glorifying you, go to bed, glorifying you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the time that we have, about 18 minutes or so, let's, glory to God, take any prayer requests that are out there besides the one that's been already prayed and the prayers that was just prayed on those behalf of Minister BJ. In the meantime, we're going to take any requests or praise report now.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard. I just ask each and every one to just pray for me as I go to get my COVID shot on Saturday.
Wow. Praise God. Yours came up fast. I certainly will. That's why I'm keeping prayers up for those that will be desiring to have theirs and do theirs. So we'll definitely put that in prayer tonight. Amen. And I'll keep mine in. The second one will be in, on the 5th, and I think Minister Brenda's on the 25th. Pastor Burton, I don't know what hers is, but Pastor Bird just had hers a few days ago, her second one. So we definitely have that prayer. I think Mother Willette already had all of hers, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, Mother Willette, you want to take that real quick, please, God?
I'll be glad to, and I did have both of mine. Thank and praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much, and we lift up our sister, Sister McCormick, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that there is a vaccine that people can take, and we praise you in advance, hallelujah, that she's not going to have any trouble with that vaccine, praise God. We bind up any, Lord God, side effects in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that she is covered under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And we pray for no complications in the name of Jesus. We know what you said in John 16:23-24. Whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you will give it to us. So we thank you for no complications with the COVID vaccine that she's getting and any of the people that are getting it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray the prayer of faith, and we trust that you bring it to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Been praying. Bless the Lord. And then we're praying for the names that already went up too, that like she just said, that we've been praying and praying and no side effect, and if it be any, it'd be very, very, very mild. Praise the Lord. Any other prayer requests?
I have a praise report.
Praise God.
Okay. My brother came through the surgery fine today. They called us, let us know that the blood wasn't flowing like it should have been flowing, so they were considering the amputation or some other very serious operation. But he came through, and he's in his out of intensive care in his room, and I thank the Lord.
Oh, praise God.
Thank all of you for your prayers, but he's in a room now and just looking for him to get better and better and better. Thank you.
Praise God. To God be the glory. I mean, came through really quick. If he was in intensive and back out, and then even whatever the enemy was going to come in and try to do and amputate, look at God intervention. Oh, I tell you, God is wonderful. Jesus is real. In his name. Praise God. Anyone else? Well, praise God. We do definitely give God glory, praise, and honor. Bless the Lord. Remember, Minister, I haven't heard about what Evangelist Noel report is. I guess I'll try to call her tonight, whatever her procedure. And like I said, with Evangelist Edwards out in Georgia that spoke last night concerning the bowels, and also for the GYN, she had to go, upper GI she had to go to, about the bowels and others, to find out what was going on with that, and also whatever it is she mentioned about her heart. And that testimony Mother McCormick's niece had last night was powerful for encouragement. We pray whatever this is with Brenda. Brother Black prayed last night. We believe in God and all the other prayers that went forth in the name of Jesus. So help us to keep praying one for another. Pray for Pastor Sims and Minister Brenda for this Sunday coming. As the Lord blesses, they bring forth the word. As the Lord blesses, as we are saying, attitude determines altitude. So we want to stay humble, walking in faith and in obedience to the Lord. And promotion come not from the east or the west, but from the Lord. And the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but we need to hear his instruction and walk therein in the name of Jesus. So we bless God for the joy and the peace and for the prayers and for the anointing. Whew, it was powerful. And Lord knows that word was wonderful last night to those two ministers, Minister McCormick and Minister Black, delivered powerful, glory, inspiring, and encouraging words, and also meat that we can live by. We can eat off that table, and all the ones that came before, we're just blessing the Lord for him blessing us to be so richly fit with the words. So what we do with it is going to make all the difference. We're not going to sit there and just hold it and stir it up, but live by what can make a difference and encourage others as we walk this journey. So bless the Lord again for you all. Continue to pray for us in this ministry. Thank God for the 5 years. Getting ready to be next month, and praying God continue to bless and to be a greater move of God. And as the influx come in, and he give us, you know, wisdom what to do and how to do, and continue to stay on the foundation that he's given us, and not, you know, leave the place of the anointing. That's going to make all the difference, no matter whether it's the prayer line, whether God's giving you something personally or in the ministry or just in your home or whatever, the foundation that God builds, that's what he wants. Because except God build a house, those that labor in vain. So we don't want to do nothing in vain. We want to grow. We don't want swelling, because when it's swelling, it's an infection, and then it's not going to have no good foundation. We want this foundation to stay, glory to God, founded on Jesus Christ, and walk accordingly. So I appreciate you all and the prayers and your prayers for me as well. And so we are going to get ready to sign out and thank God for the anointing. And you continue to be encouraged as we pray ye one for another. Love you. Be blessed. Angels be in camp. Praise God. And we'll continue to share with you more information as for April very soon. We love you. Have a great day, great night, great week. Until we meet again. And be healed and whole and encouraged. And blessed and prosperous. Amen. Spiritually, naturally, and physically. Love you. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
We love you.